Shalom Aleichem, Aviyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Temura Yates, Temura 19b, pagination is 38. We'll start almost halfway down the page, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Hamafrish Nekeva La'asham. A person designated a female animal as his Karban Asham. A Karban Asham is a certain type of atonement carbon that is brought for specific types of violations. And because it has to be a male animal, if he designated a female animal, we have a problem. You can't bring it as a carbon. So what's the solution? Tire ad shetistaev. You send it to pasture until it gets a mum, a blemish. And then you can sell it, and its money will be used for the Karban Asham that he still has to bring. As an aside, you're not allowed to make a mum in the animal. It's forbidden to be matel mum bekodshim, to put a blemish in a potential carbon, and this animal also has some level of sanctity. You wouldn't be able to make a blemish, but you could let it graze until it gets a blemish on its own. Vim karev ashamo, if he already brought his carbon asham in the meanwhile, so that the sin that he did no longer needs atonement, he's taking care of it. Yipludam avlenedava, the money that's generated from this sale is not going to be used for a Karban Asham for him. It'll be used as the way extra money is used in the Beis HaMikdash from Karbanos. There is a dissenting opinion, and that is Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, Timacher Shelo B'mum. You could sell this animal, the female animal which was designated for a carbon that has to be a male, you could sell it without waiting for it to get a mum. You don't have to send it to pasture until it gets a mum, because it's totally rejected. Says Rashi, Timacha shalobamum, Dehoil velo chazya lemil say, since it's not fitting for the carbon for which you expressed the commitment, this animal shall be for my carbon. It can't be a carbon asham. Mum gamur hu ze. How clever. That itself is a mum. That itself is a blemish. Velo kodsha kedusha saguf. It will not acquire intrinsic holiness like a carbon. It only acquires the holiness level of donations to the Beis HaMikdash. Very nice. You gave a table, you gave a shovel, whatever you gave. So here you gave an animal, but it has a mum, so to speak. It's blemished for the purpose that you expressed. It can't be used. V'simacher miyad, and therefore it can be sold right away. If he has not yet has his atonement, so that he'll use the money for his atonement, but that's all we do. Now, the Rambam does paskin, like the Tanakama, that this animal will require a mum, a blemish, in order to proceed. Yet, the topic that Reb Shimon suggests, Timacha Shelo B'mum, it already has a mum, is a topic which the Gemara addresses. Why do you have to wait for the mum? Timocher, you should be able to sell it right away. Since it can't be used because it's the wrong gender, that itself is a mum, and it should be rejected from Kedushas Haguf. It should never become intrinsically holy. It should just be a value donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Towards Karbanos. Towards his Karban Asham. But not intrinsically. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Hainu Tam, this is the reason. De Amrinon, because we say, Migu de Nachton lo Kedushas Domim, since it engages on the level of value as a donation, as a commitment to the Beis HaMikdash, Nachta Nami Kedushas HaGuf, it automatically extends itself. You're dealing with a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's eligible to be a korban, it becomes a korban. And the fact that it's not the right gender is going to be a technicality, but it is actually going to spread and become Kedushas HaGuf. Amar Rava, Rava said, Zosomeris. From here, we can conclude, we can say, Hikdish Zohar Ledomov, if a person chose the right gender for the animal, he chose a male, for example, for the Karban Asham, but he only designated it Ledomov for its value, Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf, it would spread and it would become intrinsically holy. Of course, it can't be brought as the carbon in the case of the Mishnah Nekeva La'asham, but in this case, it would be able to be brought because it's the right gender, just he was holding back. He only designated it as value, and it'll spread and become Kedushas HaGuf. Rava is saying, just like in the case of Nekeva La'asham, where it can't become really a carbon, but it'll become Kedushas HaGuf enough that you need a mum to extricate yourself from the situation. So a non-eligible karban, like the Nekeva, can become Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf enough that it'll require a mum. So then Rava held that an eligible karban, which you only decided to designate as Kedushas Damim, should also spread and become Kedushas HaGuf, and in this case, it'll actually be able to be brought as a carbon. The Gemara tells us that this was a topic. Itmar, we learned, Hikdish Zachar Ledomov, if a person designated a male carbon, meaning the correct gender, but only for its value. Rav Kana Amar Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf, Rav Kana says it becomes intrinsically holy. Rav Amar Enu Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf, and Rav said, he didn't make it that deep in Kedusha. He only wanted its value, and you could leave it as such. V'hadar bei Rava l'drav Kana. And Rava retracted his position and conceded to Rav Kana, as we just saw in the Gemara a moment ago, midrav Yehuda Amar Rav, because of the way Rav Yehuda Amar Rav explained our Mishnah of Nekeva La'asham, of the female for the Karban Asham, that it becomes Kedushas Damim, and then Nachta, then it extends and becomes Kedushas HaGuf. So too, Rava concluded, Rav Kana is correct. If you only made it Kedushas Damim, but it's eligible to be Kedushas HaGuf, it should spread and actually become a Karban. The Rambam in Erchin, Hey, Yudalid writes, Hamakdish behema tamima lidameha. If a person designates towards Hekdish a unblemished animal, perfectly good, it would be eligible as a karban, but he only designated it lidameha for its value, harezen iskadish gufa, it becomes intrinsically holy. And that's exactly the rule of Rav Kana, which Rava eventually conceded to, based on the way Rav Yehuda Amar Rav explained our Mishnah of Nekeva La'asham. Says the Rabbam, Ketzad, how does this play out? Ha'omer demei behema zu hektish lamizbeach. If a person says the value of this animal shall be hektish tamizbeach, so it sounds like he intends to just have it as a holding method. It's collateral towards the carbon. It's only its value. Says the Rambam, based on our Gemara, he atzma tikarev, the animal itself will end up being brought as a carbon. Yasher Koach. Thank you for joining.